We are continuing the afternoon tests, and we are continuing the test on the base, around 10, 12 lines from the top. Amar Rava, beginning of a line. Amar Rava. Zog to Gemara. Amar Rava minyan harayu potter. Minyan harayu means, like we learned in the Mishnah, means that if you're counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then after they leave the pen, what's left there all dies out, you still yaitza ma'isa behem on those 5 because they were counted when you still had a minyan of 10. And you're planning to give me a ma'aser at the end of those 10. That's the halacha. Minyan harayu paita. Zok t'gamam ralei rava ha. What is rava sidus halacha? Ilei mimahad etnan. Maybe it's from our Mishnah. Because that's pasuk on our Mishnah, like we learned. Mimahad etnan. It says on our Mishnah, kafas echad min ha-menuyim l'saycha. One of the menuyim jumps back into the pen. Kulam paturim. The old potter. So it sounds like menuyim gufayot iftaru. Lava minyan haro. How did the menuyim get potter? Isn't it mean that even though now I'm not going to take ma'aser anymore, but those 5, 6 that left are potter from ma'is b'mal's minyan harayu, and therefore they jump back in. They mixed up with everything else. They potter everything else. So you see from here that minyan harayu is potter. So tomorrow, no, maybe not. It's not a raya mishnah. Maybe our mishnah is talking about that the thing that jumped back in, the menuyin that jumped back into the pen, was something that was taken off ma'is b'mal already. For example, you took out 10 already. You said asiri kaidesh, the tens of the kaidesh, and one of those 10 jumped back into the pen. That was the case. But then with the SRLI, you ready? Ma'isa. As far as I know, he lay matzis amris because it says further in the Mishnah, "Hatani min ha-musarim." If one of the musarim jumped in l'saychan, everything needs a mum. So I don't know. But then with my musarim, no musarim means it was the ma'iser itself. The tenth one itself fell back in, jumped back in. My musarim ma'iser dafka, and dekanami. It's also mashmak that the Tani Yiru, it says that the halacha is that everything has to be pasture until it gets a mum. So you see clearly that all the other ones are shayla of a carbon. It's shayla of a tenth. You see, it was a tenth itself. Not Maram Sar means it was taken off Maisa. It means a tenth itself. So like upon him, our Mishnah is not right, because maybe Menuya means the ones that were counted and he took off Maisa Behem. Maram Sar means the Maisa Behem itself. Elamar Rav Amakra, the Pasuk says, Kol Shu Ya'avar Tachas HaShavet, Ya'avar Lishka Avar. Something that's going now under the Shavet, not something that went already. Something that went already is Pata. If you took ma'isa and it's rich lememory, you have to tell me that it's potter. You already took ma'isa. Elav the iftul who b'minyan harayu. And most we're talking about that was potter b'minyan harayu, and that is where it says the chiddush of that lo yishakvar avar. Once it goes out, it's potter b'minyan harayu. Shmami no, it's tak azay. Tanya kavah say the rava. We learned the brayse like rava. It says in the brayse, ha'ula asara talaim. You had 10 sheep, you put in the pen, and you're counting one at a time. After you count the 5, one of them died. If one of these 5 died, so you still have the 5 left inside, you still have to count them out and then take off Maisa. If one of the ones that were inside the pen dies, and now you don't have 10 anymore, the Menuyim Apater, and the ones you didn't count yet, Mistar from the Gur and Acha. You have to Mistar from the different Gur. So what do you see clearly in the Braisa? That the ones that are counted already are potter, even though you didn't land up taking off Meiser Behema. Amar Rava, another halacha that has Shaykhis to the din of Minyan HaRa'u. Amar Rava, Hoyla Yuda Atlam. He had 14 sheep and he had 2 doors in the deer. Vechnis in the deer. V'yotsu Shisha Pesach Zeh. 6 went out in this door. V'abava Pesach Zeh. 4 out went out this door. Vabonish Dairu Shama, 4 left. So far you have 6 went out this door, 4 at that door. Vabonish Dairu Shama. So Oisim Abba, those 4, Imi Pesach Hashish Yatsu, if it goes out afterwards subsequently in the same door as the 6. So Noita Echabem, you take the 10th one, and that's Maisa. Vashar Mitzdar from Lugar and Achar. Oisim Abba, Imi Pesach Hashish Yatsu, Noita Echabem, Vashar Mitzdar from Lugar and Achar. And the rest, Samit Starif, to a different garden. Im lav, shisha. So here the case was, the first one went out with 6, at one door. When the next 4 go out at the next door, it's no minyan haroi anymore, because when the 4 is going out at the other door, there's no 10 left. There's no 10 anymore. It's only 8 when it's going out. So there's no minyan haroi. So, and there was 4 left in the pens. If the 4 go out with the 6, then you take off ma'isa one of them, and it's good. The 4 that went out the other door, door number 2, those 4 are nothing. They still have to take a mice on that. In lav, if the 4 stays where it is, the third group, which is the second four, stay where it is, and Shisha Pturim, the six are Potter, even though you didn't land them taking Maisa, but six are Potter, because that was Minya Roy. When the six went out, there's still 10 left. There's altogether 10. There's four left. That makes altogether 10. The second two groups of four are both not Yotze Maisa. Why not? Let's explain it again. Let's say Klar. Because when the first six went out at any door, it's Minya Roy, because they left back eight. So you had four left. Once the six went out, the four went out a different door. There was no Minya Roy on that. And the last four, if it goes out with the six, then you take off Maisa. Good. But if the last four doesn't go anywhere, the second four and the last four are not gemaisa, they still have to mitzvah for the garnacha. But the six is good because minya royu. That's one case. We're going to have two more similar cases. Once you get the klal of minya royu, it's very easy to understand. So that's that case. Next case. Yotzu arba'a v'pesach zeh. Four went out, one door. Now remember, when those four went out the door, there's minya royu. Because he left back 10 still. And then the Shisha Pesach Zeh. Now six went out of this door. That was also Minya Royu. And four were left in the pen. If you take those four out of the door to six, you take Maisa, everything else is Potter. Vimlav, Arba'a V'Shisha Pturim. If you don't land up doing anything with those four, both the four and the six are both Potter, because when they went out, there was Minya Royu. V'Arba'a and the four, Mitztarf from the Gur and Acher, Mitztarf from another Gur. Third case. Now let's go to the third case. Yotzu arba pesach zeh. Four went out of this door, and there was minya roy when it went out. Arba pesach zeh. It also was minya roy when that went out. V'nishdar sham shisha. And the six were left here. Im oisim shisha yotzu pesach echad noitel me'echem. If the six goes out of any of these doors, noitel me'echad v'shar p'turim. You take off one mice and everything is potter. V'lav. But if the six doesn't go out anywhere, so arba v'arba p'turim. Both fours are potter because minya roy. V'shisha mitzdar v'gar nacha. And the six you have to mitzdar to another gar. So very clear halachas over here. Shashah is my kamaslon. What's the chiddush? The minya roy potter. That minya roy is potter. Rava said that already. But Amar Rava chadazimna. He said already once that minya roy is potter. What's the chiddush of this halacha here? So tomorrow, the last case is a chiddush. We'll speak it outside first before we do it inside. The last halacha is a chiddush. Why? Because when the four go out of door number one and the other four go out of door number two, we say both go minya roy. And the question is, who said those six are going to follow this four, maybe follow that four? So it's really a suffix, which side the six is following, and even more, it's being pattering both, which is impossible. And still it works. That's minya roy. You say a vada minya roy. That means if it's only one door and there's six left inside, for sure it's coming out here, it's vada minya roy. But suffik minya roy, like this case, the chaz l'hacha go at this door, or the chaz l'hacha go at this door, and here it's we're using the minya roy for both, may loy amrino. Kamash v'lon, that you do say that. That is the chiddush of this gemara. But Amar Rav, Hoy lo chamisha asa tlaim. Someone has 15 tlaim, 15 sheep. Lo yomer, I shouldn't say evrar asara. Let me pick out 10. Achnisem ladir, and I'll put it into the pen. Ve'etam hem echad, v'ashar paturim. And I'm gonna take one out, and the rest is potter. Remember, he had 15 over here. So he's saying, don't say, I'm going to, pick out 10 shvacha ones, put them through, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the last one will be Maisa Behemah, the last of those 10 will be Maisa Behemah, everything else is Potter. That's not the halacha. There's two halachas that have to be changed there. You put it into the pen, and you take out the first 10 that come to your hand. And one of them is Maisa Behemah. Vashar, the other five, they're not Potter. It's start from the Garanacha. So it's two chedushim in this Rava. First of all, two halachas. First of all, you can't pick out the 10 you want to make Ma'is Behemah on now. Whatever one comes out, whatever it is you have to make Ma'is Behemah on that. And also, the last five are not Potter. The last five have to be Mestarf to a different Gerin. Tayin Avahachi. And Rashi speaks out that the Chiddush is that of course we know you have to take of Ma'is the last five. That's not even the Chiddush. The Chiddush is more that you can't even sell them or eat them until you get another five. You have to wait. Once you reach this amount of garim, even if you don't have the full shear, you have to wait to get another five, and then you could eat it or sell it. Tayin amehachi, hoyla chamisha asa tlam. Someone had 15 tlam, the Brisa says. Lo yeimar, you shouldn't say, evrar asara, I'll pick out 10, ve'etlam hem echad v'ashar p'turim. I'll take out one and everything else will be potter. Ella, like we said, tu chedushim, koinsin l'dir. You put into dir anything, moitzi asara, any asara that come out. V'noitel, whatever asara come out, v'noitel, and you take Mehem echad, one mice behema, vashar, mistaf the garacha. And the other five is not pot, you have to mistaf the garacha. And it's exactly like Rava. Vedamar Akasha, I have a brice that says not like this. Vatanya, Tisha also tlom, you have 19 tlom, lo yomer ever asar vetamam echad vashar pturim. Don't say which 10 I'll pick out. You know, exactly like Rava 4, I can't pick out. You put into deer, whatever happens. Moitzah sorrow, any ten that come out. You take one for ma'is vehema. Vashari, it says all the nine are p'turim, are potter. So this is the problem. We just said Ashar is to be starved for garnachet. Here it says it's potter. What is going on here? So to Gemara, Tirgama, Rav Huna bar Schera answered, Kamei de Rava in front of Rava Berigla on the Shabbos before Yom Tov. The Gantz Sibra got together then that they used to hear a big drasha. It's like a Shabbos Shuvo or a Shabbos Agol drasha. And in front of a Mill's drasha, Rava had this question. And he answered Rava. He answered, what's the case? Rav Huna Vashchara answered, we're talking about a Bedir Shesha Shnei Pesach Maskinim. We're talking about it has two doors. V'yotsu Tisha Pesach Zeh. Nine went out door number one. V'tisha Pesach Zeh. And nine went out the other door. So now, both of those nines are minyan harayus, and that's why they're potter. Even though one goes out next door, it has to be ma'aseh behema, it's kodesh me'elav even actually, it doesn't have to go out, but they're both potter as minyan harayu. The hechad chazi l'hacha l'hacha, that one, the last one, is harayu to both, beautiful teretz. Teretz is that nine went out this door, nine went out this door, they're both minyan harayu. The tenth one is kodesh me'elav, but it's yaitzeh for both, and that's why Ashar Peturim. That is the case over here. It has two doors. The case of Rava's halacha and the Brisa says like Rava. Talk about it was only one door. Here's talking about two doors. For eight to Gemara, this is a way to answer the Brisa. For Lishnile, Gun Shemona Tisha, he counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, and then when he got to 10, instead of saying number 10, he said number 1 again. Chimata Asara, Kari Chamereshi, started 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 again. So it comes out that the first 9 are Patas Minya Rayu, and the second 10, Have my sebeim on it. So tomorrow, no, you don't have to say number 10. Even if you say number 1, kasavar asiri me'elov kadosh. It's kadosh by itself. Even if you don't call number 10, it's kadosh by itself. Ve'ed gemara be'lishani lei kegoin shemona zugei zugeis. I have a different teretz. Maybe the case was that these 19, you took out 2 and you said 1. The first 2 you said 1. Then the next 2 you said 2. At 2 at a time, he said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And we got the number 10. There's only 1 there. Only 1 left. So all 18 are potter. All 18 are potter. And the last one is Ma'aseh Behema, but it works for both because all that came out at one time. Now, why is all 19, all 18 potter? So Pasha Peshad is because we don't know which one of the peer is the one of the 10. Each of them can be one of the peers. So it comes like a Sufik Ma'aseh, and then it's potter. That's one way to learn. Rashi and Kisviya learns like that. Smashma like that. Another upshot is because that's Minya Royu. The second one of the Zug is Minya Royu, and that's why we potter. But either way, the Mars Kashis have another Eitzah. Do 2, 4, 6, 8, and you count to 1 for each 2, 4, 2, and do like that. Like the Gemara, Kosovar, Asiri, the Minya Behemis Ukadosh. You see later on, Machlaikis later on in the Amid. And he holds, this man the Amid holds, that it goes to Minyan Behemoth. No matter what, even if you don't count, you count the wrong way, the minute number 10 comes out, that's Kaddish, even though you count it as number 5. It still will be Kaddish, therefore this is not an Eitzah. So the only Eitzah we land up with is Huna Bar Schera's Eitzah, which says there was two doors, and they went out, that's Minyan Rayu. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Zakoi Imei, you know, the mother of Rav Huna Bar Schera was Zeche, that his son was Zeche, said the Teretz, on Shabbos to Reigla, Shonle Shmaitze Reigla, that he answered this Teretz in Barabim by the Shabbos Agol Drasha, Keshvainse, like Rava. And it went with Shita Rava, Minya Roy. He even used Rava's own Shita to answer Rava himself. And the mother must have been very choshev to have such a choshev a son. So we got up to the Mishnah Daf Samech.